Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
Well, Jan, it feels like it's finally fall.
I know, it's chilly outside.
Right, exactly. We had a couple of cold fronts coming in this week, so it's finally a little good weather.
I think it's time. I think our plants are ready for it, too.
I think so, too. And there's a great upcoming opportunity to learn more about some of our native plants and native cacti for this reason. And today, we're very happy to welcome Mr. Peter Best as our guest today on Good to Grow. Peter is the past president of the El Paso Cactus and Rock Club, and he's also a long-term member of the club itself. And today, we're going to talk about your Cactus Appreciation Month and event coming up. Welcome, Peter.
Yes, thank you. And November is officially in El Paso Cactus Appreciation Month. So we set that up when we had our 70th anniversary 10 years ago. And now it's our 80th anniversary. So every year we do an event in November. But this year is a bit special because of the 80th year.
Well, congratulations on your milestone. And I understand that you have a morning filled of events. And before we get to the program itself, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what exactly the Cactus and Rock Club does? And a little bit about maybe appreciating some of our native cacti in our area.
So absolutely.
Tell us.
I'll just talk about what's related to the plants and to the club. Everything else would be a little too long. We don't have that much time. So, yes, I started about 10 years ago or 12 years ago. I became a member of the El Paso Cactus and Rock Club. And since then, of course, I have done a lot of things, like we have field trips. The one thing I'm in charge of is rescuing plants out in the desert. When people do some construction out there, then we go there and pick up whatever we can salvage and either use them ourselves or give them away. Or we have a lot of plantings in different official gardens, like here at UTEP.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful collection of plants as well. And I know there's another one in Far East El Paso as well at the Texas A&M Research Center, which is a beautiful award-winning cactus garden out there. And those are through your efforts as well. So tell us a little bit about more about that. We kind of see a lot of, you know, we talk about on the show a lot of the urban and suburban sprawl going on in El Paso. And I think it's really important to be that, you know, we're looking at the future for some construction issues, but there's also a lot of diverse planting material that is out there. It's not just creosote and mesquite bushes that these construction trucks are rolling over.
Yeah, that's a good word for that. And I'm also a member of the Native Plant Society, so I'm not just a cactus person. So I'm interested in everything that goes out there. The bad thing is that most of the other desert plants cannot be rescued or transplanted. They'll die. So cactus are very easy to rescue. And so that's what we do.
Wonderful. And what is one of the most common cacti that you're able to rescue from these construction sites?
We have a rainbow, which is pretty common. The New Mexico rainbow. The Claret Cup, which is, to me, one of the most attractive ones for a variety of reasons. And the barrel, of course, we all know the big round barrel.
Right. Yes, of course.
And I think that also a lot of people have a misconception about cacti that, you know, they're spiny and they're armed and dangerous and so forth and so on. But they're absolutely gorgeous. And because they're in their native habitat, and we can, you know, it's just marvelous. And we can incorporate those things into our own landscape, especially with the focus that we have had and that we encourage on xeriscaping. And I know even at first, when I started with master gardening cacti, because I was really good at running into a cholla all the time when I was a little girl, it wasn't the cholla's fault, it was mine. So, you know, you really grow to have an appreciation for these beauties, and they do give a lot of color, different ones at different times of the year. So it's not just a spiny something sitting in the middle of the road. There's really a gorgeous beauty that's involved with our cacti. And they're native, so that makes it much easier to grow them here in town.
It's wonderful. And I know that Peter's Garden is part of the tour of gardens every spring. Each April, both the Native Plant Society and the Cactus and Rock Club join forces, and they showcase residential homes within the city.
Absolutely.
Of showcasing these beautiful plants on there. And you were so kind to bring us your binder full of photographs. And let me just tell you, every time you're thumbing through that, it looks like award-winning photographs.
Absolutely.
After that. And it's just the beauty of the plants itself. So tell us a little bit about you. How did you start your garden, and how did you start your own personal rescue?
I live in the northeast El Paso, and it's Mountain Park, so it's halfway up the mountains. And we still have pretty big lots up there. Mm-hmm. So when I started, there was nothing there. It was just a clean slate. So I could start from scratch, which is a good thing to do. And since then, I've just used the cacti that we rescued. And also we got lots of cacti from all America, from the whole continent, which gives us a little better situation with more variety. And what I did last is I converted my pool, which we didn't really use. So I made a new landscape in the pool area. Uh-huh. So that's, you have to see that.
Right?
It's interesting.
Well, and Peter's garden has been featured more than once in the local newspaper as well. And you got to go when the annual tour comes up. But before then, of course, we've got this event that's coming up on the 4th of November, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Peter, and what kind of presentations and talks are being scheduled for the event?
First of all, it is at the what used to be the Garden Center, which now is the El Paso Outdoor Resource Center. The address is 3105 Grand Avenue. Mm-hmm. And we start at 9:30, and it goes to about 2 p.m. And then we are going to talk about one of the presentations is cacti from San Luis Potosí in Mexico, which is quite interesting. And we even have a cooking presentation about how to cook with cactus parts. So that's also interesting. Then we have a cactus sale, cactus and other succulent sale. And, of course, we are all there. So if anyone here in the city has questions or comments about those plans, we can talk about them and during the whole time.
Wonderful. Well, and I think it's interesting when you're talking about the cooking with cacti, that demonstration is going to be by one of our master gardeners, who also is Native Plant in El Paso Cactus and Rock, and that's Jim Hastings. We call him the Gringo Gourmet. And if you've not had an opportunity to participate in one of his presentations, it's a lot of fun, and it's very tasty besides. So and I'm excited to know that you're going to have some cacti and succulents for sale, because succulents in particular for me, everybody on the show knows by now that I'm a big succulent. I have, I need to go to Succulents Anonymous, because I really, really love them. So I'm anxious to see what your variety is, because it's always fun to get new things that we don't have. And like he says, that's down at that garden. What we knew is the old garden center in Memorial Park. So that might help you to find your way a little easier. So we hope that you'll come and join the El Paso Cactus and Rock Club, because it promises to be a great presentation.
And now, is this a new presentation that you're having on the Mexican type cactus from Juan Miguel? Has he spoken before at your programs?
I can't remember. I know him because I went down there. Uh-huh. To San Luis Potosí, so it should be a good presentation there. San Luis Potosí, like all most northern Mexico, is a very good place for cacti. So there's going to be something very interesting coming up.
Wonderful.
And very similar in climate to us as well.
Yes, and it's the Chihuahuan Desert, so mm-hmm. it's different species, but very similar climate.
Okay, great.
And I do want to mention, of course, the admission is free, and we do serve some refreshments. And if you need more information before you go, you could call 755-3558, or you could go to the internet, Facebook, EPCRC, or the website elpasodesert.com. So if you have any question or something, please contact us and we'll clear up anything you have.
Wonderful. And Peter, before we run out of time today, I'd like to ask you, what is one tip that maybe a new cacti owner may have to looking at raising any of their cacti in a very, maybe a tender transplant?
Yes, I guess this is the time to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
And more, of course, all of our native cacti are cold hardy. They can be planted in the ground or in pots and be left outside. But there are some from other places that need to be brought in.
Okay, wonderful. And if you can't bring them in, if they're planted in the ground, is there anything that you can do to kind of protect them? If maybe their little microclimate may not be a little
Yes, first of all, it depends where you plant it. There are microclimates that help. But then you can cover them up with some insulating material or something. What we also do is we string small Christmas lights around the cactus, and then when it's really cold, we heat them that way. So that should definitely help.
Wonderful. So heating your Christmas tree lights as a decorative and a functional purpose for your neighbors.
It truly is, and I think more and more people are doing that and coming around you. And if you don't have the greenhouse space to park things in a greenhouse for the winter, then that's a great way to do it. And then it doesn't look so desolate when you look out your windows, and because at least you've got bright lights going on. So
exactly.
It's a great way to keep your plants cozy and warm.
Wonderful. And before you leave us today, Peter, I'd like to ask you if you'd be so kind to be able to nominate our plant of the week for Good to Grow.
The plant of the week is a native. It's the Claret Cup cactus. It has very nice flowers, and there are some, and the flowers stay open for a few days. Most cactus flowers close after a day or so. So this is a very attractive cactus.
Wonderful. So if you don't know it, Google Claret Cup cactus because it'll come around in April and bloom for you in your garden.
Absolutely. Well, a beautiful, colorful cacti as well.
Wonderful. We want to thank you, Peter, for coming in today. Peter Best is a past president and long-term member of the El Paso Cactus and Rock Club. Please join the club next Saturday, November the 4th, at the El Paso Outdoor Resource Center at 3105 Grant. They'll be there from 9:30 to 2 o'clock with several presentations, cooking demonstrations, and talks, and a cacti and succulent sale. So a fun-filled morning for you, so make sure to make plans to attend. That's going to be November the 4th. Wow, we're almost out of time. Jan, another show.
Oh, my goodness. And here it is. Somebody said to me the other day, gee, Halloween is just right here, and then it's Christmas.
There you go. Excellent. Excellent. Well, we want to thank Alex Dominguez for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.